From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Both the El Paso County Democrats and the El Paso County Republicans held watch parties at the Antlers Hotel last night in Colorado Springs. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky and Jake Brownell went to the parties and brought back this report.
Mayor Suthers opened the evening with a speech in the lobby of the hotel, which was a neutral zone. He acknowledged the divisiveness of the presidential election and encouraged Colorado Springs citizens not to lose hope despite how unpopular the candidates are.
The one thing that all of us have control over is our attitude. And I ask you to have a very positive attitude going forward after tonight in terms of our country's future.
The atmosphere at the El Paso County Democrats' watch party was jovial initially. There was live music. People wore name tags and mingled. Organizers said more than 500 people registered to attend. Democrats had some cause to celebrate. State House Democratic candidates Tony Exum and Pete Lee both won in districts 17 and 18, respectively. Cheers erupted throughout the ballroom when Colorado went for Hillary Clinton and when Michael Bennett beat Daryl Glenn in the Senate race. The mood took a turn, however, as more and more seats went red in the presidential election.
I'm nervous. I really am. I'm quite surprised and shocked that it's this close, actually.
Judith Chandler has lived in El Paso County for more than 35 years. She owns a women's health clinic.
I've been supporting the Democratic Party for a long time, so of course I'm hopeful. But the bottom line is I will support whatever the outcome is, but I'm really hoping that Hillary's our next president of the United States and our first woman president.
As it became more and more unlikely that that would be the case, the ballroom emptied. I'm Holly Pretzky, and from the Republican Watch Party, Jake Brownell has more.
According to the Associated Press, Donald Trump has won Pennsylvania.
What began as an uncertain night at the Republican Watch Party transformed into a scene of euphoria, culminating with the announcement that Donald Trump had likely clinched the presidential election. As the crowd cheered, multicolored balloons rained down from the ceiling.
USA! 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 USA!
Deputy Director of Donald Trump's National Security Council and Transition Team, Mark Scriba, took the stage to celebrate.
We have taken back America!
Scriba went on to praise voters for their support of Trump.
You are the 21st century version of the patriots, the revolutionaries, and the pioneers who settled the West. Because of you, we can now drain the swamp.
People have in some senses, a correct perception. There's a lot of corruption in government.
Jeff Hayes is the chair of the El Paso County Republicans.
And I think there's a hope that people are going to be treated more fairly by their government. The government's going to stick to the things that it's supposed to do, namely defending our rights, keeping us alive and free, and not being so deeply involved in personal gain and aggrandizement from people that are in government.
The excitement was palpable as revelers filed out of the ballroom around midnight, victorious. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.